Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Yolanda LaShawn is making her first appearance here on our program this afternoon to talk to us not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that love with all of you. She's celebrating really a great milestone this week. We're going to talk to her about that here in a moment, but she's also introducing her single, He Loves Me, on the program as well. Welcome, Yolanda, and thank you so much for being with us on Conversations Live.
Thank you for having me. I'm so and truly excited. This is a great moment for me right now.
Well, look, it's a great moment for you, not because of us, but because of some news that that you recently got. I know I, like other people, are following you on Twitter. Congratulations on being ranked number one on Reverb Nation. Talk to us about that feeling, because one of the things that you tweeted, I wrote it down, you wrote, "Going somewhere and God is taking me." What is it like for you to be on this roller coaster that's being led by God?
Well, it's just like you say, being on a roller coaster. When you're on a roller coaster and you're getting ready to go up that hill, you're preparing yourself for that takedown that you're getting ready to go. So It's a rush for me, just like being on a roller coaster. When you're getting ready to go down, hey, it's a rush. You get excited and, you know, just allowing God, you know, to just manifest himself in me, that his glory may be revealed. That's a rush for me. I get an excitement out of knowing that, hey, what's going on, God has a whole lot to do with it. It's just, you know, daily dealing with it. And when I got the news, I have to be honest with you guys, I did scream.
Yeah.
I checked my Reverb patient, my page, and I was like, oh my God, I'm number one. This is not really real. So I reloaded the page and it said number one again. So to God be the glory for the things that he has done.
Well, you know what, and you know what I think that also says, though, Yolanda, and this is we preach this all the time on this show. This is why it's so important to take advantage of opportunities like Reverb Nation, like MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, because you never know where listeners will find you and also be able to support your music. So take us back then a little bit. You talk about, of course, you know, what it was like for you today to be able to see that and to see what's been happening with the music today. When did you first realize the gift that you've been given in your voice?
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. My aunt had a lot of help in refreshing my memory. She used to always tell me, and she told my husband, to say when Yolanda was about 7 or 8 years old, she would go to church and they would ask her to sing a solo, and she would get there and just make up songs and literally sing what she's making up and what she's going on and on, and would make it a song. And before you know it, she's singing it, and it's a done deal. So I would have to say, you know, back when I was a little girl, I always loved to sing. I always loved to sing. My mother, she was a recording gospel artist who sung with people like Shirley Caesar, opened up with Dorothy Norwood, just to name a couple. So she would always say, Yolanda, come on, come sing with me. And as time progressed and I got older, I began to write. And I began to write, and I would show my dad, and my dad was like, oh, wow, Yolanda, you just wrote a song. So finally, you know, when I got married, not knowing that I was going to actually marry my producer, the guy that, yes, he makes my music, he's really patient with me. He said, Yolanda, you don't realize what you got going on, girl. And before I know it, I'll just begin to write. So I have a notebook full of stuff that I've written from a long time ago. I'm not going to tell my age.
Yeah.
But I've written from years ago that now, God is able to bring it into pass.
Right, right. Well, you know what, that's the thing, and I think that is the importance of not only persistence, but also patience, and also faith. You know, I'm always curious about this, Yolanda, so I'm going to ask you this question. I think you would agree with me on this. There's a difference in being raised around faith and actually having faith for yourself. When did having a relationship with God become real for you personally? You talk about, of course, your mother, you know, and of course, what she's been able to do. But when did it become something personal for Yolanda?
I was saved when I was 16 years old, but I was still growing, and I'm still growing. But I would have to say when I turned 21 years old, and the first time I had ever gotten married, and I went through a battered relationship, and, you know, I started having children and losing. When I say losing, I mean totally losing. I had nowhere else to go, and I had no one else to turn to, but I remembered what my upbringing taught me about faith, knowing and believing and trusting that God is going to make a way when no one else can, even yourself, can see that there is a way. So I would have to say when I was around 21 and I actually started experiencing things happening to me, then my faith became stronger, and every day it builds. It builds every day.
And I think that is the thing for you and also for so many other people, Yolanda, and you have now been able to be an example for other people. I want to talk about that, but I want to first reset. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have the pleasure of speaking with Yolanda LaShawn. She's joining us today on a very special day for her. We found out today that she is now ranked number one on ReverbNation.com, which if you don't know about Reverb Nation, it's a great place to be able not only to discover great music, but also to support great music. She got that news today before she came on the program here. We've been talking about that and also her beginnings. But I was mentioning there, Yolanda, about being an inspiration. Did you know that was going to happen? That just as you have been inspired by other people, that you are now going to be an inspiration for others as well?
I honestly had no recollection of it. I didn't look and think that, wow, okay. And I can give you a great example. Today, I was, you know, my husband and I were celebrating our wedding anniversary of 6 years and his birthday. Well, we went for a little small tiny vacation, and as we were leaving the hotel room, I stopped her and I gave her my CD. And she looked, she said, oh, my God. She said, I'm going to listen to this right now. She said, because I need some inspiration. I'm going through something, and that actually opened the door for me to be able to share and minister to her and to let her know, hey, we all go through, but it's God who brings us out. He'll take you there, but he's going to bring you out. So, you know, I didn't know, I didn't think, but, hey, with God, anything is possible. I just didn't see it. I had total vision out there.
Exactly. Exactly. You know what? But you just said the key words there. With God, everything is possible. Now, it's not always easy to see the possibility because of the challenges. You know, just like I know, Yolanda, that, and we mentioned, even ironically, we mentioned the roller coaster. We know with roller coasters, they can go up and down. They're going sideways all over the place. And sometimes it doesn't seem like you're going to be able to stay on the ride. What is it that has kept you inspired? Because you know, just like I know, that people that have begun this journey of music, of ministry, not everyone stays with it. What do you think has kept you faithful to it? And even though things have not been always a high, what is it has kept you motivated along the way, do you think?
I would have to say my life itself. My life, going through different things, experiencing different things, whether they were bad, whether they were good. You know, in this Christian walk, we have to learn how to, you know, my mom used to always say, Yolanda, a lesson taught is a lesson learned. So even when you're going through something, whether it's good or whether it's bad, it should teach you and inspire you to push and inspire you to grab hold and go stronger, go harder. You made that one step. Come on, let's make four more. And you know, and then I have my husband. I have an awesome, great support team. My children, they're excited. They sing with me. They know my songs. And, you know, other people in the church. And surrounding areas. I can go to the store and a person will look and say, hey, you're Yolanda LaShawn. I got your CD and I've never met this person before. And they would come to me and give me that's a huge inspiration to say, wow, Yolanda, someone is listening. I don't care if it's 20,000 that has heard my music, but if it's one person out of that 20,000 that it has touched and it has done something for them, that makes a difference in me, and that inspires me to keep going.
Yeah, I think that's it. That is it right there, and I think that is the beauty of it all. Yolanda, I mentioned, of course, the song that we're going to be listening to here is a song, a really powerful one. It's called He Loves Me. Talk to us about that single.
I wrote that song years and years ago, and the song that He Loves Me, my oldest daughter, she's featured on that song. I love her to death, Janice Roberts. That's my sweetheart. She's 18, just graduated. But I wrote that song because I felt like when I lost my mother, I felt like, hey, it's the end. But then I turned around and I lost my mother-in-law. And I felt like, this is not happening. What's really going on? Then I started losing. And, you know, and then going through my first marriage where I was always unhappy, but I had that guy in my ear, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you, but I would always hurt you. You know, I could just encourage myself to let him know, hey, even in my mess, even me going through, even my happy days and my bad days, God, you still love me.
Yeah.
Everything that I faced, everything, and we as people, we go through stuff, but I want to let you know that regardless of who, your friends can say they love you, your husbands or your wives or your children, anybody can tell you they love you, but it's nothing like the love of God. That's like the best feeling ever, to have that love of God, because when you have that love of God, nothing else matters. Nothing else matters.
Go.
So I hope they enjoy it and that it blessed their hearts, because it done something for me. It was an encouragement to myself when I wrote it, because I felt that way. I felt like, God, I can't get past phase one. When I get past phase one, headed to phase two, I'm knocked back. But then now I done jumped over phase two, and I'm knocked back again. And I just felt like, and then I lost my dad, and that was like, that was it for me. I was like, I can't do it no more. I can't do it no more. But I encouraged myself to tell myself that, hey, regardless, he loves me.
He loves you. All right. Well, we know our listeners are going to appreciate that message. Again, everyone, you're listening to Conversations Live. Yolanda LaShawn is our guest. Here is her single, He Loves Me. Stay with us after the song. She's going to be telling you guys that you can support the music as well. Enjoy it. We'll be right back after this.
I'm so glad you love me. I'm so glad you love me. It's crazy how your friends try to pass judge on you. One should say, then they turn their backs on you. Say they love you, then they go and talk about you. I was told that a friend's supposed to be a brother. Never ever have I ever done that to another. I was taught that's not the way you love my father.
Forgive them, for they know now what they're doing.
It's okay, 'cause I'ma keep them closer to me.
If you pray and not worry, things will turn out to where they are supposed to be. Give it to him, he can handle it. Just keep on pressing, pushing, it'll be alright. He loves me.
Glad you love me. See, I grew up on the rough side of town. My parents were strict, they didn't play around. They instilled in me the fear of God. But when I got older, I decided to do what I want. I went left, even when I knew which way was right. My friends were around to tear down my life.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all my sins and grief to bear. What a privilege it's to carry everything I dealt with to God in prayer.
That was Yolanda LaShawn with He Loves Me here on Conversations Live for 92.3, and also for our friends through blogtalkradio.com on what's a very big day for her. Yolanda LaShawn just found out today that she is number one on ReverbNation.com, ranked number one there, and it's really because of the fans. Talk to us about the idea of having fans, Yolanda. What has that been like? You mentioned, of course, the lady who you met. Talk to us about what it's been like for you to hear these stories about how your music is touching people's lives.
It is truly, truly amazing. I have to say, there is this one young lady who came to me. She says, Yolanda, I am your biggest fan. And she lives in another city, and I recently met her. And, I mean, that's just, I mean, for people to tell me that your music touched me or your music does something to me, I'm in awe right now. I wish y'all could just see the smile on my face because It's all due to God. I'm just excited. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited, and to know that I actually do have a fan. Yes, indeed.
Right. And I think that's the thing. It's such a great thing. But, you know, I think it really goes back to faithfulness, Yolanda. I think all of this whole conversation is about faithfulness. When you're faithful in the little things that, you know, God has already said that he will put you over much. And I think that is the great thing about this. So when people listen to music by Yolanda LaShawn, what do you hope they're able to take away from it?
I hope they're able to take if you're going through something, I hope you're able to get deliverance out of it. I hope you're able to get healing out of it. I hope you're able to be rejuvenated. And I hope it just puts a smile on your face and it just eases everything that you're going through, and that the words will take you to a whole different level in your life and a whole different place where you really want to be or you're trying to get there.
Gotcha. Well, I believe it will do just that, including that song we just heard there, He Loves Me. Again, everyone, Yolanda LaShawn has been our guest. He Loves Me is a single you guys heard here. Yolanda, how can our listeners stay in contact with you and, of course, support your music as well?
They can reach me at Telestar, P-E-L-I-S as in Sam, T-A-R-E-N-T at yahoo.com, or you can Instagram me at Yolanda_LaShawn. Facebook, Yolanda 3726, under Yolanda Lee, as well as Social Cam, Yolanda LaShawn, and also YouTube, it can be Yolanda LaShawn Music. Ustream.com, I also have on there, if you can pull that up, just put in Telestar TV, and then type in Yolanda LaShawn. Yolanda LaShawn, of course, is two different words. But on Ustream.com, I have my entire album release video is there, so you can go and watch it. I hope it bless your soul and that you love it. And if you're in need of a CD and you're looking for it, you can find me on iTunes. Matter of fact, everything will be available on this evening. If not, hit me up on Telestar. ENT@yahoo.com.
Yeah. All right. So they can definitely find you all over the place. And Yolanda's also on Facebook and Twitter as well, so you can definitely hit her up there too. You know, Yolanda, again, congratulations to you on the big day and on the big news. We know this is only the beginning of what's coming for you. So we look forward to, you know, being able to stay in contact with you and look forward to the next conversation with you as well.
I can't wait. I can't wait. I enjoyed it. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for opening this door for me. I'm just going to walk through and continue to allow God to bless me as I'm blessing others.
All right. Sounds like a plan. We also want to thank our friend Jen Traeger for setting up this conversation with us as well. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Yolanda, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. We actually tagged Yolanda on Twitter, so you'll be able to find her Twitter handle on ours, but it is just her name, Yolanda LaShawn, is where you can find her there as well. That's going to do it for us. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Live. Make it a great one.